College English Test Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you will hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Questions 1 and 2 will be based on the following news item.
Saudi Arabia says more than 700 people are now known to have died in a crush of the annual Hijab pilgrimage. About 800 others have been injured. The disaster at Mina on the outskirts of Mecca is the worst off the Hajjaj in 25 years. The Saudi Health Minister, Khalid Al-Falih, has blamed the tragedy on worshippers failing to obey instructions.
The accident was a stampede caused by overcrowding and also caused by some of the pilgrims not following the instructions of the security under Hajj Ministry. Iran, Saudi Arabia's biggest regional rival, has accused the Saudis of not providing adequate security. The head of Iran's Hajj organization, Saeed Ohadi, accused the security services of mismanagement. Unfortunately, for unknown reasons, security officers closed off one route. There was limited space for the pilgrims, and due to the large crowd, many pilgrims from various countries were unfortunately pressed together. Question 1. What does the news item mainly report? Question 2. What is the cause of the incident according to the Saudi Health Minister? Questions 3 and 4 will be based on the following news item.
Australian geologists summon the hunt for precious minerals in Antarctica, say they have for the first time discovered the deposits of the igneous rock that yields diamonds. Here's Matt McGroff.
Diamonds have been found in every part of the world apart from the frozen continent of Antarctica. Now researchers say they've discovered a type of rock called kimberlite is known to contain diamond deposits. Even if the rocks of Antarctica turn out to contain kimberlite, there's a legal ban on the exploitation of minerals there for commercial purposes. However, countries that haven't signed the Antarctica Treaty could, in theory, attempt to recover the icy gems. Question 3. Diamonds have been found all over the world except for... Question 4. Who could, in theory, explore minerals in the Antarctic? Questions 5 to 7 will be based on the following news item.
The price for a barrel of oil rose above $100 Friday amid concerns over instability in Libya and South Sudan, plus a growing U.S. demand for fuel. Fighting in South Sudan and erratic oil production in Libya are having a ripple effect on the global oil market. John Kingston, director of news for Platts, a leading energy information company.
The big, broad, fundamental picture does look like there's more oil in the world market than is necessary. But you continue to have several hotspots that are keeping the market tight and keeping the market a little bit on edge. Libyan output's been fluctuating. Sometimes it gets almost up to 500,000 barrels a day. Sometimes it's closer to 100,000 barrels a day. But this is a country that should be producing about 1.5 to 1.6 million barrels a day. Now you've got South Sudan, which is a relatively small producer, but again, it could be a cutback in the market that does have a lot of geopolitical concerns.
Some of the fighting in South Sudan is in Unity State, which produces about 45,000 to 50,000 barrels a day. That's out of a total output for South Sudan of 250,000 barrels a day. Kingston said that a relatively small output compared to other oil-producing nations. Nevertheless, he said the combination of problems in the two countries has affected the market.
Question 5. How much did the price for a barrel of oil rise Friday? Question 6. Which of the following is not among the reasons for oil price increase? Question 7. How many barrels should Libya be producing a day?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Dr. Hyde.
So, what seems to be the problem today?
Well, I just came in for a checkup and a dental cleaning.
Open up. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I've never seen one like this before. Let me try this. Well, there is a major cavity in one of your wisdom teeth. Hasn't this given you any trouble?
Well, the tooth has been bothering me, and it sometimes hurts when I drink something cold. Does it look that bad?
Well, we're going to remove the decay, and then we'll either put a filling in, or if the decay is extensive, we can't repair it. We might have to put a crown on your tooth. Or, as a last resort, we may have to extract the tooth.
Well, that sounds painful.
Don't worry. I've done this once before. Nah, just relax.
Wait, aren't you supposed to give me something to dull the pain?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. We can use a local anesthetic to minimize the discomfort you might feel. Or you can just grin and bear it.
Nah. Put me under. I can't stand pain. And I'd rather not be aware of what's going on. And if I need a filling, can I get one that looks like my other teeth?
If we can save the tooth with a filling, I recommend a high-strength silver alloy filling instead of a porcelain one. It'll probably last longer.
Okay, well, whatever. Let's get it over with.
Okay, pleasant dreams. Drill, please.
Nine.
What is the man's initial purpose of visiting the dentist?
Ten.
What problem does the dentist discover when she takes her first look in the man's mouth?
Eleven.
When does the man feel discomfort?
Twelve.
What does the dentist use to minimize the patient's pain during the procedure?
2.
Hey, Phil. Have you ever been to a Japanese public bath? I hear it's quite an experience.
Well, it's nothing like visiting a swimming pool in the States.
Well, What do you do when you go to a public bath?
First, you take off your shoes before you enter.
Okay.
Then you pay an entrance fee to the man or woman at the front counter. Next, you get undressed in the dressing room.
Wow. And do you wear a bathing suit or something?
Oh, no. You don't wear anything. Then you go into the main bathing area and wash your body while sitting on a small bench about 40 centimeters high.
On a bench?
Yeah, it was really hard getting used to bathing in that position. Sometimes even people wash each other's backs.
Oh, really? So, what do you do after that?
Well, after you've washed off all the soap, they usually have 2 or 3 large baths where you can soak for a while.
Do you actually share the bath with other people?
Yeah. Traditionally, the bath played an important role in the community. It gave neighbors an opportunity to socialize while bathing.
Huh. Interesting.
When you're all done bathing, people relax in the dressing room by watching TV, drinking tea or juice, or talking to friends. It's quite an experience. What is the first thing you do when visiting a Japanese public bath?
What do you wear when bathing?
15.
What do people sometimes do after their bath?
6.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with the single line through the center.
Passage 1.
If you plan to remain in the United States for any length of time, you will soon find it too expensive to stay in a hotel and will want to find another place to live in. As is true in cities
anywhere in the world,
the farther you live outside the city, generally the lower the rents will be. However, traveling to and from the city by bus, car, or train may make it as expensive as living in the city. Naturally, it is easier to join in the life of a city if one is close to the center. For this reason, you may prefer to live as close to the center of the city as possible. Or you may prefer to rent a place for only a month or two until you become more familiar with the area. Your best source of information about either houses or apartments is likely to be the local newspaper.
Usually the week's
most complete listing of houses or apartments to rent appears in the Sunday newspaper, which in many cities can be obtained late Saturday night. Many people looking for houses or apartments believe that they have a better chance of finding a place to live in if they have all the information as soon as possible. On Sunday morning, they are ready to call or visit. If you would like to pay lower rents, where should you live?
17.
What's the benefit of living close to the city center?
18.
When do most people go visiting houses or apartments?
Passage 2. Although the first computers were produced for use in government and industry, they have become common in other areas during the past 25 years. In business, computers perform many functions. They are used to perform the data processing operations of recording, classifying, sorting, computing, storing, reporting, reproducing, and communicating information. They have the advantage of being able to complete these processes at very high speeds. Computers also can process data in a size invisible to the human eye, making storage of materials a simpler task than it once was. Universities utilize computers in several ways. Just as business store statistical data, universities store statistics about students using computers. Registration also has been aided by the computer. By putting their programs of studies on the computer, students can find out immediately which classes are open for additional students and which already have the number that are allowed to register. Many professors use computers in their research, and experiments have been done on teaching by means of the computer. Computers have also been affecting our daily lives more and more. Most large departments and grocery stores now have computerized cash registers. Almost everyone is familiar with the computerized billing that is done on the large expressways. It is even possible today to buy your own computer and use it in your home. In what other areas were computers commonly used in the past 25 years?
Which of the following is not mentioned as a way that computers are used in universities?
How do computers affect our daily lives in the past 25 years?
Passage 3.
The average family spends about 1/6 of its income on food. Because food is expensive, it is important to spend money wisely when you shop. A careful shopper can prepare nutritious and delicious meals inexpensively. Here are some hints to help you shop better. Buy only the food that you need. There are several ways to avoid buying extra food. First, make a shopping list before you go to the store. Then, when you are at the store, follow your list carefully. Furthermore, do not go shopping if you are hungry. At that time, food looks very delicious, and you want to buy more than you need. Finally, go shopping alone if you can. If you shop with young children, they often ask you to buy them unnecessary food, like candy. When you have a selection, choose the least expensive brand of a product. There are 3 points to remember when you buy a can of tomatoes, for example. First, look at the advertisements in the newspaper to see if your supermarket is having a special on canned tomatoes. In addition, when you are in the store, you should check the price per pound of tomatoes. Sometimes you save money if you buy the larger size can. Sometimes, however, you do not. Third, remember that a grade A product or a more expensive product is not necessarily more healthy than a grade B or less expensive product. Grade A tomatoes may look better, but all canned tomatoes have the same thing you want.
22.
Why does the speaker say to spend money wisely on food is important?
According to the speaker, what is inexpensive food?
What is the most important thing in buying wisely?
25. What does the speaker suggest in the passage?